I didn't realize that because Maggie does seem like a smart
woman. She is. And since she had that bad spell, her mind slips sometimes, and she says, that ain't right.
Well, she had to ask you then to help her, like, to write the...
Mm-hmm. But she hadn't got it. She hadn't come over yet to have me, get me to help her do it. Mm-hmm. I told her when she would, I'd do the best I could.
Now, talking about owls again, like the little owls.
Yeah.
What would they call those little tiny owls that would...
Make a... Instead of big ones, they make a hoo-hoo-hoo.
Uh-huh.
They call it a hoot owl.
Uh-huh.
And the little things like them is called a little screech owl.
That's what I was wondering about.
Screech owl. He's a little fella like that.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
One day she got made several like them. I said, Maggie, I said, did you ever see a red and pink owl? She says, no, but says, I'm going to have some. And she made three on a stick that way, put them on. They were the cutest things. I said, I never saw a pink or a red owl, but they were cute when she got through with them.
Yeah. Okay. What would they call that kind of bird that drills holes in the trees? It's got a red head.
A woodpecker. Yeah. And there's another one. He's a woodchuck, a woodpecker.
Mm-hmm.
A woodchuck has a red cap on his head.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he's the one that drills the deepest hole. That thing. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard a woodpecker just turned around and called a peckwood?
Yeah.
You've heard that too?
Mm-hmm. They're called both ways when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you were a kid. Well, now this is not a bird. This is an animal, a little animal that's black and it's got a white stripe down its back and it smells terrible. You know that one.
I saw that on television yesterday. They're a skunk.
Uh huh. You
That's
saw
what
on
they
television?
Are. And I saw the thing on television yesterday, and what a lady did. They had a skunk club.
You don't mean it.
And that woman had one there, and it was what you call it. I forget the name you call it when you take that scent from them. What's that word you use?
I know what you mean, but I can't.
Well, they've taken the scent away from
uh-huh.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And they say they do make good pets.
Oh,
and
really?
They offer, they won't no mice stay in the house where they are. They'll catch everyone. And that woman had one on television yesterday, and on What's My Line at 6:30.
Really?
That is an interesting program as I ever watched.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Did you find out little things like that?
Yeah. Well, I've been knowing for a long time. You get to catch one of them while they're small and get rid of their scent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you knew that already.
Mm-hmm. I tried to get my brother to catch me one time. He said, oh no, Snoop, that I got that all over me one night hunting. I hope he wouldn't catch me no more. He used to hunt all the time, you know, woods out there. Daddy had 160 acres of land, and a lot of it was in woods, and the animals used to breed and raise in there. Rabbits, squirrels, possums, mink, skunk, coon. And my brother used to hunt with his boyfriend, and one night they ran into that, and the thing throwed its scent all over the dogs and the boys. Oh, them dogs rolled and they whined and they rolled and they whined, and brother called them to the edge of the creek. It used to be what's called Tuna. I went by our place. Great big creek, and there's always a big hole of water in it. And them dogs, brother called them, and they jumped right into that creek, into that water. They can't, they just strangled the dogs nearly to death. They just howl and roll until they get in water and get it all.
What kinds of animals would get into the hen house?
It's a possum.
Mm-hmm.
I went into my chicken house many times, found one in there.
You have?
Yes.